Welcome to Yongnak Church of LA with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with you and your families. My name is Jessica Wan and I'm serving our Yongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father God, thank you for giving us an opportunity to get together and read your word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Lord, Holy Spirit, please come into our hearts at this time so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us, heal us, and reconnect us as we share the book of Hebrews at this time. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up the book of Hebrews chapter 10. I'm reading from the HCSB version. Book of Hebrews chapter 10 is on page 1228 in my Bible. So let's read together. Since the law has only a shadow of the good things to come and not the actual form of those realities, it can never perfect the worshipers by the same sacrifices they continually offer year after year. Otherwise, wouldn't they have stopped being offered since the worshipers, once purified, would no longer have any consciousness of sins? But in the sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, as he was coming into the world, he said, "You did not want sacrifice and offering, but you prepared a body for me. You did not delight in whole burnt offerings and sin offerings." Then I said, "See, it is written about me in the volume of the scroll. I have come to do your will, God." After he says above, "You did not want or delight in sacrifices and offerings, whole burnt offerings and sin offerings, which are offered according to the law," he then says, "See, I have come to do your will." He takes away the first to establish the second. By this will of God, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Every priest stands day after day ministering and offering the same sacrifices time after time, which can never take away sins. But this man, after offering one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. He is now waiting until his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are sanctified. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. For after he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds," he adds, "I will never again remember their sins and their lawless acts. Now, where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, brothers, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way he has opened for us through the curtain, that is his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful, and let us be concerned about one another in order to promote love and good works, not staying away from our worship meetings, as some habitually do, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. For if we deliberately sin after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a terrifying expectation of judgment and the fury of a fire about to consume the adversaries. If anyone disregards Moses' law, he dies without mercy. Based on the testimony of two or three witnesses, how much worse punishment do you think one will deserve who has trampled on the Son of God, regarded as profanes the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified, and insulted the Spirit of grace, where we know the one who has said, "Vengeance belongs to me, I will repay," and again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Remember the earlier days when, after you had been enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to taunts and afflictions, and at other times you were companions of those who were treated that way. For you sympathized with the prisoners and accepted with joy the confiscation of your possessions, knowing that you yourselves have a better and enduring possession. So don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you need endurance, so that after you have done God's will, you may receive what was promised. For yet in a very little while, the coming one will come and not delay, but my righteous one will live by faith. And if he draws back, I have no pleasure in him. But we are not those who draw back and are destroyed, but those who have faith and obtain life. Amen. Good morning, children. Today we are learning from the book of Hebrews. Do you know who wrote the book of Hebrews? I don't know either. Some people thought it might be Paul or Apollo or Barnabas. But the answer is we don't know exactly who wrote it. Hebrews was a letter written to encourage believers to not only stand strong in their faith, but also to grow in their faith. More than anything else, though, the Hebrews writer preached the superiority of Jesus. Jesus was present at creation and is the heir of all things. God spoke to the people through him, and he is above the priests and the angels. Because he was writing to a mostly Jewish audience, the Hebrews writer used the history and heroes of the Old Testament to show how Jesus fulfilled all of God's promise to send a Messiah to save his people. And because Jesus completely fulfilled the covenant of the Old Testament that made Jesus' new covenant far better, the people no longer need priests to speak to God for them or to offer sacrifice to take away their sins. Jesus is all that is needed for salvation. Amen. Today we read chapter 10 of the book of Hebrews. The title of this chapter is, the first one is The Perfect Sacrifice. When I saw this title, I automatically thought about Jesus, because Jesus is the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Even though the Israelites tried their best and gave bulls and goats as sacrifices, they had to keep doing that every year, because this can never take away sins. Then Jesus Christ came and died for our sins on the cross. This sacrifice is once and for all. Jesus will never remember our sins and our lawless acts. The second portion title is Exhortations to Godliness. We should be conscious about the blood of Jesus and his sacrifice. We should respect his sacrifice and live according to it. We should hold on to the faith and have hope without wavering, as Jesus is faithful. And we should care and love for our church community. We should love and encourage good works. But boys and girls, we cannot do this on our own. We should always ask for the help from the Holy Spirit. Let's always love each other whenever we meet and continue to come out to our meeting. The last portion's title is Warning Against Deliberate Sin. Children, we are saved by Jesus' sacrifice. We should never betray Jesus' love and sacrifice. We should hold on to the faith no matter what. Jesus will come back soon. We should not give up on the faith. We are the children of God and we are the soldiers of Christ. Let's not forget about our identity and press onward. Let's be the light and the salt in this world. Let's be the good Christian citizens wherever we go. I pray that you share the gospel with your words and actions. I'm so proud of you and thank you for what you do. Let's keep up the good works. Let's pray, everyone. Heavenly Father God, thank you, Jesus, for being the perfect sacrifice and saving us. Let us not forget what you have done for us, and let us remember and thank you all the time. I ask the Holy Spirit to come and help us to remember and love more and more each day. Lord, please help us to stay true to your words and stay faithful. We're sorry for all the wrongdoings. Please forgive us and let us participate in the hardship and in glory of Jesus as we wait for the coming of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to share your truth and love to our family and friends. And please remember Yongnak Church, Yongnak Education Department, and especially Yongnak Kids Ministry to have a revival spiritually, physically, and materially, and mentally, and in every way, and bring souls to you. We love you, and we thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.